Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I don't know if this is a relationship red flag or if I was just protecting my peace.
What happened?
So Garage Boy had to go see a movie by himself because it is too scary for me to see. So he went to go see the new movie Sinners, and it's directed and written by Ryan Coogler. Michael B. Jordan is in it. Hailee Steinfeld is in it. Like, the reviews and the discussion online, like, this movie is incredible. And honestly, I wish that I could see it. Like, it's everything that looks incredible to me. Like, it's set in the 1930s, and it's about two brothers that come back to their hometown. But the thing is that it's scary, and like, there's like a supernatural evil, like, vampire element to it.
Yeah.
And it's basically the story of like this town like fighting this like group of vampires and trying not to get turned into a vampire, but it's so much deeper than that. There's so much deeper messaging, and it like, if this was just not scary, I'd be all over this thing. Okay.
So he lost you at vampires, basically.
Basically, yeah. I can't see it because it's scary.
The second they turn to vampires, you're like, I'm out.
Which I hate, because everyone's talking about how incredible this movie is. But yeah. Like, if you don't know this about me, I cannot. Like, if I were to see that movie, I would have nightmares for like 2 weeks, and I would like be seeing things in the dark. Like,
that's be talking about it. Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. Like, I'm nervous to watch season 2 of Wednesday because I know that they're leaning more into like the scary side of things versus how it was in season 1.
Yeah.
And that is so real. I wish I wasn't this way, but I am. Right. And Garage Boy, my husband, has been so excited to see this movie, and he had to go see it by himself because yeah. I could not go.
So are you feeling guilty about that? Like, what's the vibe?
A little bit, yeah. Because it's like, he saw Wicked with me. Mm. Like, that's my thing. That's not his thing. Like, you know, that's not necessarily his vibe, but like, he came with me to go see Wicked, and so he's going to come with me to go see Wicked Part 2 in November.
So you're feeling like, okay, if that wasn't his thing, but he sat through it for me, should I have gone, even though it wasn't my thing?
Yeah.
Like, scary's not my thing. Like, should I have gone and sat through it for him?
Like, is that like a marriage fail of mine?
Damn, that's a good question.
And I feel bad about it, but like, I feel like my eyes would be closed for so much of the movie.
So like, when you asked him to go see Wicked, even though that wasn't his thing, hands down, did he ask any questions? Were you like, sure, like, for you, I'll go see it? Like,
totally. He was super down.
Even though it wasn't his thing.
Yeah.
And for you, and he was like, hey, I want to go see this scary movie. And you were like, absolutely not. I'm out because it's scary.
I was like, I want to be there for you so badly, and I want to experience this with you because this movie looks so good, and I wish I could see it, but unfortunately, I cannot attend.
It seems a little messed up. Like, couldn't you just maybe just like cover your eyes?
I don't know.
In the scary parts, just because.
Even when we were like, he was recapping after, and he was so happy, and he was like showing me stuff on TikTok. Even in like the small clips on TikTok, I was getting scared, and I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Married people. Would you want your partner to have been there? Antoinette in Annapolis, hi.
Hi, how are you guys today?
We're good. Do you feel like Jess should have just gone just to show interest? Maybe she could have just like covered her eyes when she got scared.
I get wanting to spend time with your partner, and I think
I think the fact that she really, really wants to, despite hating scary movies, yeah. is so admirable and so sweet.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
But there's something about protecting your peace when you know that, like, it's not going to end well. Like,
yeah,
she knew that, like, I'm going to be upset. Yeah. I'm going to cry in the yeah. movie theater. Yes. I'm going to cry on the way home. Yeah. I'm going to have nightmares for 2 weeks. All like, right. Garage Boy doesn't want her to be sad for 2 weeks. And, like,
and he doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve that either.
He doesn't. He wants to have Swedish fish and popcorn and watch Michael B. Jordan with no shirt on like the rest of America.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.